Kuribo say, hope all is good. Today's daf is Ksuvos daf Vav. We're here on the top line of daf Vav. And it is either Itmar, or if you don't read the parentheses, Bebei Rav, we're starting. But either way, if you remember yesterday, we had this whole long back and forth. The question was, is a person allowed to have Bia for the first time on Shabbos? And the Gemara had two possibilities, two lines of logic, two thought processes, depending on what the metzias is physically in a woman's basulim. Is it dam mifkat pocket, where the blood is in like a pocket or in some sort of sack, and the sack is punctured during bir rishona, or is it is it that simply it's just like any other wound in the body? And they had different lines of reasoning. And if you remember, we talked about makalkel. Is it makalkel and therefore it's putter? Is it davreshena miskavin and therefore it's putter? We had some back and forth, right? And the Gemara didn't really come out in either line of questioning, in either line of wondering. The Gemara didn't really come out with a conclusion. So that's where we left off today. And the Gemara, ironically, right, doesn't always do this, but the Gemara says that Bebei Rav, Amri Rav Shari Shmuel Shari, and Ben Harda, Amri Rav Asar Shmuel Shari. That in the base medrash of Rav, so they said, well, Rav is the one who's Mako, and you are allowed to have Bia Rishon on Friday night. And in Neharda, which is where Shmuel lived, so Amri, they said, Rav Asar Shmuel Shari, that Shmuel's the one who says that it's Mutter, right? And it, as the Gemara immediately points out, Amrav Nachman Bar Yitzchak V'Simanech, the way to remember who says what is Elu Mekilu Ma'atzman Ve'Elu Mekilu Ma'atzman. Both of these chevre, right, were Mako for themselves, right? They decided they wanted their Rav to be the one who is Matarit. Now, the Gemara asks immediately, V'Rav Shari, does Rav really say that it's Mutter to have Bir Rishona on Friday night? V'Amar Rav Shimi Bar Chizkiya Mishmei de Rav. That we said the name of Rav, that Hai Misuchraya Denizaisa. This is a well-known, again, halachic Shabbos topic. If you look at this whole long Tosfos over here, pretty well-known Tosfos, touches on a lot of issues. We'll just explain what's going on in the Gemara, and then maybe we'll just touch on one or two of the issues in the Tosfos, because it really is one of the more well-studied Tosfosim in Shas. Not that I've been throughout the entire Shas, but definitely one of the more well-known Tosfosim. Anyway, Sukhrai Denizaisa is a barrel cap that is made out of cloth. Basically, you have a barrel, let's say, of beer, and you plug it up, right, with a piece of cloth, right? Not like a stopper, but a piece of cloth. So Rav said that Osir Lahaduka Biyomatava, you're not allowed to fasten or adjust or attach or really detach, I guess, but attach this this cloth plug on Yontif, because now the question is why, but Pash says it's going to be Osir. And Rashi over here, just I guess we might as well get into it. Rashi over here says immediately Mishum Schita, because of squeezing. Now the problem with that is that squeezing is not one of the 39 Malachos. If you look at it, if you remember from Masechta Shabbos, if you look on Daf Ayin Gimel in the 7th Perek, you will see the whole list. And Schita is not one of them. So the question is, what is Schita exactly? Schita, Tosfos immediately points out, well, just to, I guess, the first thing Tosfos points out, that Schita is a tolda of Libun. Libun is laundering. And therefore, let's say part of the laundering process is you squeeze out, let's say, the towel that has absorbed the liquid. The problem with that, Tosfos says, is that laundering is only with water, right? Certainly not with anything that's in a barrel, like wine or beer or whatever, which is going to wreck and mess up the fabric in question. So he says it can't be that. He talks about schita of dush, which is a mafarik of dush, which is separating something from the inside. Let's say, for example, when you milk a cow, that would be a mafarik, a tolda of dush. So that he says that could be another type of schita, but usually that means that you want the item involved, the item that you're removing. Right, you're taking out from, let's say, because again, think about like milking a cow, so you want the milk, so that would entail that. Okay, that's a whole discussion over here. So the Gemara basically said that Rav said it was Osir. Why it was Osir to take out this plug from the barrel on Yom Tif, and Behu, because, and just to continue the thought, because Behu Afilu Rabbi Shimon Moda, right? That's going to be a psik ratio. And that's why it's going to be Osir. Meaning that the shaila, sorry, just to clarify, the shaila, right, is that it's a Devashana Miskavi. Meaning, what's going on over here? The guy's not trying to squeeze out the liquid, and yet he is squeezing out, inevitably, as we'll see in a second, he is squeezing out the liquid from the rag or from the stopper when he takes it out. So I don't understand. If you tell me that Rav says that it's mutter, right, and to have beer on Friday night is mutter, why? Basically, the logic we gave was because it's Derev Shein HaMiskaven. You're not intending to, let's say, draw out the blood or create a Pesach or whatever. So over here, Rav clearly says that Derev Shein HaMiskaven is Osir, right? Even though you have no intention to squeeze out the liquid from the rag. So my answer is, Bahu afilu Rabbi Shimon Modeh. No, in that case, that Rav is saying over here, even Rabbi Shimon would agree, right? Rabbi Shimon, the one who says, Derev Shein HaMiskaven is mutter, and therefore that's the basis of Rav Shita, that it's mutter, by the sleeping with the wife in the Friday night case. So here, it's different. Why Misham afilu Rabbi Shimon Modeh, that by Rav Demer Tervayu, Modeh Rabbi Shimon, B'psik Reishe, V'lo Yomos. Rabbi Shimon is Modeh, if something is definitely going to happen, so then you can't tell me that's Derev Shein HaMiskaven. Derev Shein HaMiskaven is something you have no intention for. That's going to be mutter, right? On Shabbos, we require malachas machshavas. You have to have some sort of thought process for your malacha. If it's a Derev Shein HaMiskaven, says Rabbi Shimon, something you didn't have intention for, that's not considered a malacha. But if it 100% was going to happen, then you can't tell me that's a Derev Shein HaMiskaven. That you can't tell me that you didn't have kavana for it. Yeah, that's how Rabbi Chanan explains this in the Kovetz Aruch. So you can't tell me that you can't tell me it's Derev Shein HaMiskaven if I know it's 100% going to happen. So you must have had intention for it. You must have had intention for it. Now, just to point out one more thing that is brought down in this Tosfos over here, and that's the Shita of the Aruch. The Aruch says that Derev Shein HaMiskaven, if it's a psik resha, right, we said that Rabbi Shimon says it's going to be usher. If it's definitely going to happen, it's going to be usher. If it's a psik resha, shalom nichole, says the Aruch, but if you don't want it to happen, so then the Aruch says that it's going to be mutter. We don't pass on like this Aruch, but that's whenever you learn Hilchos Shabbos and psik resha, so this inevitably comes up. It's like smack in the middle of the Tosfos somewhere, in the middle of the thick lines. I'm not going to find it now, but the Aruch says that psik resha shalom nichole is mutter. That we don't pass on like that. Everybody else says that it doesn't matter. But okay, just wanted to point that out. That's a much discussed shitos ha'aruch. So okay, so basically we're back to square one. Right, Rav says that it is mutter. We said, didn't Rav say that Derev Shein HaMiskaven is aser on Shabbos Niyotiv? So then we said, no, that's only if it's a psik resha. That's only if it's definitely going to happen. So now v'ha amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi amar Rav halach k'Rabbi Yehuda. Well, one second, didn't Rav say that halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, that Derev Shein HaMiskaven is Aser. For Rav Chanan bar Ami Amar Shmuel Halach Rabbi Shimon, then Shmuel says that Derev Shein HaMiskaven is mutter. Rav Chiya bar Avin Masni La Belo Gavri. Rav Chiya bar Avin taught it without everybody else involved and just said straight up that Rav Amar Halach Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel Amar Halach Rabbi Shimon. So what's going on over here? How can you tell me that Rav is the one who says that it's mutter? Gemara says Lo Olam Rav Rabbi Yehuda Srilei. No, Gemara says Ein Achinami. Rav holds that Derev Shein HaMiskaven is aser, but if you remember, that wasn't the only avenue towards saying that it was mutter to have a beer Rishona on Friday night, if you remember from yesterday. Right? According to the Mahalach that says that the blood is in some sort of pocket, so then you could just continue that line of logic, right? Even though if you say that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's makalkel. Right, and therefore it would be mutter. And also, according to the logic, if you tell me that the blood is like any other wound, so then mekalkel b'chaburahu, that's also be mekalkel with the wound, and then therefore you're going to be potter. So meaning, as we said yesterday, right, if you tell me that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda by Derev Shein HaMiskaven, so maybe the halacha is also like Rabbi Yehuda by mekalkel, and mekal mekalkelin is potter, and therefore it'd be mutter on Friday night. Okay, Masr of Chista. Chista asked following Shaila. How could you tell me, the Shaila is, how could you tell me that it would be Usr? Right? How could you tell me that it would be Usr to have first be on Friday night? Because Tinoka, the Pesach, the Brisa says, Tinoka Shalohi Yiz Manaliros, if a girl gets married who has not yet started to see her period, Vinisays, she gets married, Beshame Momrim Nosnula Arbalelos, Beshame says she gets 4 nights till we assume that that maybe she is bleeding. From Nida. I mean, just to give a background, right? Nowadays, we're choshesh that any dam basulim, any virgin blood that comes out in the first night may also contain Nida blood from the uterus, and therefore we're nohig to separate the chazan kala after the first blood, as it were. But that's not midaraisa. Midaraisa, only blood from the uterus is creates tumah and iser, etc., and blood from the first bia is nothing. It's just like a stama wound. So Beishame says, until meaning at what point, if a woman is still bleeding, beer after beer, at what point do we say, all right, enough already? It must be that she got her period. So Beishame says she gets 4 nights, until she heals, right? If she bleeds straight through until she heals, right? And anytime she sees blood, right? If it's continuous, so then until it heals. Higiyas ma'aleiros, but let's say Vinicius, let's say she got married after she started to see her period. So Beishamim omen nosna la'ele rishon, she gets just the first night, and then the second night you already have to be choshesh that the blood we're seeing is nida blood, is uterine blood. Beizil omen, Beizil says, ad motzei Shabbos arba leilos. That language is important, right? It says until Saturday night, 4 nights. Now, just to be clear, right? We said that she gets married on a Wednesday, right? So that's Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Motzei Shabbos. So now Gemara says, "My love, do you low boil Motzei Doyle?" Right? Doesn't that seem to imply, right, that if he hasn't yet had bia in any of those 4 nights, he's allowed to have bia and afilu b'Shabbos, and he can even do it on Friday night to have the first bia. So that seems to. How can you tell me that it's aser? Right, that Bryce clearly says that it's an option any of those nights. So Marava, no, it doesn't mean that. It means labar b'Shabbos. It means except for Shabbos. Right, you could do it the first time could be on any of those nights except for Shabbos. Abaye says, what do you mean? If I had mochi Shabbos, arba leilos katani. Beis Hillel said, 4 nights until Motzei Shabbos. Right, we can count. You don't need to list. You don't need to tell me that it's 4 nights and then it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. We know, right? So if you it said it twice, it must be it's teaching me that specifically all those 4 nights are allowed. So Ella Marav Rava says Kishabal. It must be that that Bryce is talking about that they had Bia already. Okay, but the Gemara says V'kishabal my kamashul animal. Okay, if they had Bia already, so what's the chiddush? Right, again, the whole shiloh is whether you're allowed to have the first Bia on Friday night. If you're allowed to have the third. There's a Gamash Malan, Deshar the Mivul B'Shabbos Kedesh Shmuel. Because we know we needed to teach me this halacha of Shmuel, that's how we paskin, Da'amar Shmuel, Pirtz the Chukam Mutter the Kanis B'Shabbos, Aval B'Shem Esir Tsuraros. That literally Shmuel says, literally means he's talking in a clean language. What he means, he says that a narrow, open way is that you're allowed to enter it in Shabbos, even though you're clearing away little rocks, little pebbles. And then the Mashmaos is that even if the opening is not completely clear of any of the membranes or whatever, and there's still going to be a little bit of bleeding, right? So Shmuel says that is going to be mutter, but we don't assume that that's going to be awesome. Okay, so that was the Chiddush of the Brisa. That wasn't a kasha against those who say that it's Osir to have Bia on Friday night. Amasiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef keeps on asking and says the following. What about this Brisa? Right, Mishnah Brachos. I'm sorry, right, we talked about this at the very beginning of the Daf Yomi cycle. Chasen Potter mi Kriyat Shema Laila Rishon ad Motzei Shabbos. A Chasen is Potter from Kriyat Shema the first night until Motzei Shabbos. In Lo Asa Maisa, if he had not yet had Bia with his wife. My love, and as Rashi seems to explain over here, the Rishonim seem to explain that he's concerned, right, that he's not going to be able to break the Basulim and show that she, in fact, is a virgin. He's probably not experienced in this area, if he's never been married, so he's nervous about his ability to A, have B, and B, break the hymen. So, Im lo samaisa, in my love, the Tari, the Boy, the Mivel, doesn't this mean that he needs to do the Bia? Right, and he's tarried in his concern. So again, that seems to imply, right, Laila Rishon Ad Motzei Shabbos, he has not yet done the Bia. We're allowing him, therefore, to have Bia Rishon on Friday night. So I'm going to the tarried, the low boil. No, he's upset that he didn't do it yet. Not that he's going to do it. And really, according to this, Abaye would say that the Brisa means it's, you're not allowed necessarily, according to that Mahab Mandomar, you're not allowed to have Bia on Friday night for the first time. Amar Le Rava said, what do you mean? Mishim Tir the Potter. Well, because he is upset that he hasn't done it yet. He's Potter. He hasn't done some sort of mitzvah, something happened to him in the past that he's nervous about. That means you're potter from Kriyat Shema. El Miata, if that's true, so Tavas V'Nasu Bayam, Hachanami, to potter. Well, if you lose a ship of merchandise, you should also be potter from Kriyat Shema. Right, because you can't handle it, or you had some sort of business setback, some other setback in your life, you should be potter. If you tell me, yeah, you are, it's not true. Right, V'Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zav D'Amarav. Avel chayev b'kol mitzvos moshe Torah chutz min tefillin. Than an avel, who is more tarred than an avel? Right, Rachman Atzlan, lo aleinu, a friend of mine, Rachman Atzlan, he had a nephew who was born with complications, and after 3 years of trying to fix it, and the other thing, he was nifter. And Rachman Atzlan, the little kid, was nifter, and then the levaya was today. The avelim are tarred. Believe me, I didn't go, but it was only for family. But I cannot even imagine what the family is going through. I'm sure they're very tarred. But the halacha is that an avel is chayav in all the mitzvos. Again, the family should have a nechama, the shir should be schus for at least the shama, and everybody should Kosh Baruch Hu should be menachem them, just to, you know, all the brachos in the world. But we see very clearly that an ovel is chayiv in all the mitzvahs in the Torah, except for tefillin, shenamar kadam peir, as the pasuk says in Yechezkel, that it's a glorification, and you should take that off on the first day, and not the rest of the Shiva, but the first day, and really if new people come to the Shiva, so the chosin, the ovel should not wear chman atzlan, right? The ovel should not wear his tefillin. So usually the minhag is that the Ovel will put on the tefillin before anybody else comes in, because if you have panim chadashos, right, he shouldn't wear his tefillin. Okay, either way, but the tefillin are the only thing that an Ovel doesn't do for a couple of days there. But he has to say Kriyashma, so how can you tell me that someone who's Torah is part of Kriyashma? Shalom HaRava Tanayi. Really, Rava says it's a machlokes tanayim. Right, those two brises are machlokes tanayim, Mishnah, brise, whatever. Tetana chada, in Lola Samaisa, because one brise says if you didn't do it yet, so Barishon Pater Af Basheni, Basheni Pater Af Bashlishi. If he has not done the Bia yet, he's Pater the first night, second night, third night, and the Tani Idach, and the other Brisa says, Rishon Basheni Pater Shlishi Chayiv. Then no, the first two nights he's Pater, but the third night, i.e. Friday night, so he's going to be Chayiv. Right? The Pasha says, because he's not able to do it. I mean, he's not able to have Bia the first time, so he's going to be Chayiv in Kriyashma. I mean, it's the first price. It says you potter in Kriyashma that night, because bia on the first night, the first bia on Friday night is going to be an option. And the second price, it says you're chayiv in Kriyashma on the Friday night, because bia is not an option. So therefore, you'd be chayiv in Kriyashma. So Abayi would say, "Hasat nami the betir the pli." You know, that would also be a machlokas in tirda. I mean, that would also be, the Brisa also would be a machlokas in terms of whether he was upset over the previous night. One of those Brisa's holds that his previous lack of ability to do a bia will cause him to be tirda, and he'll be potter. And the other one says, no, that's ridiculous, and he'll be chayiv. Funny tonight, kiani tonight. And this is these machlokasim, right, again, with Rava, right, line up with the following machlokas tanaim as well. The tainish v'lendem, right? So, akonis ha-besulu lo yivu b'tevila b'shabes v'chachamim matirim. Right, we beferish machlokas. Right, the Tanakhama holds you can't have first bia on Friday night. The Chachamim say that you can't. Right, it's very clear. Man Chachamim, who is that sheet of the Chachamim? Amar Rabba, Rabbi Shimon. It's Rabbi Shimon. The Amar Rabbi Shimon is Kavin Moter. Right, Rabbi Shimon is Kavin. Right, is Moter. Amar Leah Bayva Moter Rabbi Shimon Besikreishav Loyamos. So now we get back to the case we may have mentioned once or twice. Isn't Bia Rishona going to break the Basulim and cause blood as a Psikresha? It's definitely going to happen. Right? How can you tell me Rabbi Shimon is the one who says that it's Mutter Dav Bia for the first time on Shabbos, even though he says Dav Rishonim Miskavin is Potter, right? If it, as we said before, on Naman Aleph, if it happens, if it's definitely going to happen, so then he's going to be Chayiv. So, Amalei, Lo, Kahalu Bavloyim, Shein Bikin Be'atoya. So he said back to Abaye, Rabba said, Rabba should be Rabba, right? Rabba, Rabbi Shimon, yeah. So Rabba says back to Abaye, right before it was Rav and Abaye, now it's Rabba and Abaye. Rabba says, no, don't be like those Babylonians that don't know how to do Hataya. What is Hataya? So apparently Hataya was, or is, some ability to angle the Bia so that you don't break the hymen. So Rabba says, don't be like the Babylonians who don't know how to do that. Ella, rather, yish b'kin be'atoya. There are people who know how to angle the bia so that there is no breaking of the basulim. So therefore, it's not a psigresha. It's not definitely going to happen, and therefore it would be mutter. So Gemara says, in Cain tarid l'mash lama. So okay, but if he's not, I mean, this is where we understand that the tirda comes from his ability to break the hymen. Is that okay? If you tell me that there are people who are able to angle it so that it won't, so what's the tirda? What's the problem? Right? Why is he so nervous? Right, so Gemara says, "L'sheino baki." Yeah, someone who doesn't know what he's doing, he's going to be nervous. Okay, so yomru baki motzer sheino baki ozer. So why don't we say that someone who knows how to angle himself is allowed to have first bia on Friday night, and someone who doesn't is not. So Gemara says, "Rov bikiyin." Really, most people are bikiyin. Most people are able to. Now, it does. This is actually very interesting because, right, if you remember, we said before, right, that the Bryson said that a chosin is potter for saying Kriyashma on Friday night. Now, based on this whole back and forth, so what kind of chosin are we talking about? If he knows what he's doing, so there's no tirda because he may not necessarily, he knows how to angle himself, he may not necessarily break the basulim, and therefore it's mutter for him to have bia on Friday night, but he's not worried about having getting the blood out, etc. If he's not able to do that, so then it's also for him, so he should be chayiv. So mimad of shach, he should be chayiv to say kriyash mar Friday night. Okay, that's a good question that the Rishonim deal with. Okay, so amalei rabba barachan la'abaye. So if you tell me that rov bekianein, if you tell me that most people know how to angle themselves so you won't have blood on the first bia, so then elameata shushvin lama mapa lama. So then why do you need all these things? Or shushvin are b'chora edim or people's servants or whatever, not in the room, but perhaps to make sure that there is some sort of blood, that the chassan doesn't make the wife bleed and then get rid of the evidence so you can claim she wasn't a virgin. Mapa, white bed sheets. Also, what do you need the white bed sheets for? But again, back in the day, they would use that to prove that the girl was a virgin and that she gets her ksuva, and that she didn't cheat on him, etc., etc. So, if you tell me that it's not necessarily going to happen, that the blood may not come out, so what do you need all these proofs for? So, Amalei set them chasam shema yira viyovet. No, because we're nervous that the chasam is going to be a bum and he's going to actually break the basulim and get rid of it. Meaning, what's the only way for the chasam to really ruin the wife is to break the hymen and then get rid of the evidence, right? If he just angles himself so he doesn't break the basulim, so going to Beis Din and claiming that she's not a virgin, what do you mean? She's still a virgin, right? Like, again, not the, you know, you don't have to do a physical exam if they need to. I mean, he has no proof. So the only way for him to actually advance that kind of fake claim that we want to stay away from is for him to actually bring the blood out and then get rid of it. So that's why we would need it, to make sure that the husband doesn't pull any of these scams. Apparently, this was a concern back in the day. I don't know. I'm not sure that it is anymore. Baruch Hashem. Either way. Okay. Weiter. Tomorrow we'll go weiter in the Hilgishas. Yeah. Tomorrow we'll go weiter in Daf Zayin. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.